Hey, everybody. Today on The Charlie Kirk Show, the ruling class is demoralized. And what does it mean to be anti-fragile? Write that word down, anti-fragile. This is one of the more optimistic episodes we've done in quite some time, a positive, forward-thinking episode. I think you're really going to enjoy it. This was done with a lot of thought and research, reflection. In this episode, I don't think I play one clip of sound. It's me talking about where we are in our country, what we can do about it, and why I think things are actually trending well. Not because the country is going in the good direction, it's actually falling apart, but no, the conservative movement is becoming not tougher, not resilient, but anti-fragile. What does that word mean? Where did it come from? It's very important. You guys can email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. I'd love your thoughts. Do you think the conservative movement is becoming anti-fragile? Well, at the end of the episode, you can let us know your feedback. And also, I just love hearing from you as it is. We have the best listeners on the planet. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank those of you that support our show at charliekirk.com/support that allow us to continue to grow, to flourish and thrive at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Robert from Texas. Thank you. Nikki from Meridian, Idaho. Thank you. Brenda from Edmond, Oklahoma. Thank you. I want to thank Ann from Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you. Tatiana from Chico, California. Thank you. Carol from Scottsdale, Arizona. Thank you. Ann from Omaha. Thank you. CharlieKirk.com/support is the place where you can get behind the work we are doing to flourish, to grow, to add more staff. We are doing two podcasts a day, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. So thank you, thank you, thank you for getting behind us. If we have touched your life at all, please consider going to charliekirk.com/support. Maybe you hear messages here. You say, man, I just want more young people to hear that. Well, when you give us the support and the resources at charliekirk.com/support, you become a partner in the mission so more young people can hear our broadcasts and our podcasts. So thank you so much. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, if you are a high school or college student, you need to get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win the American culture war. That's tpusa.com, where you could start a chapter right now. Come to America Fest, everybody, December 18, December 19, December 20, December 21 in Phoenix, Arizona. The biggest speakers in the entire movement are going to be there for a couple days in Phoenix, Arizona, and there'll be some country music artists that you will not believe that'll knock your socks off. So buy your tickets today at tpusa.com/amfest. Tickets are running out, everybody. tpusa.com/amfest. I can't wait to see you in Phoenix, Arizona, December 18th. 19, 20, 21, tpusa.com/amfest. We are continuing our campus tour, still on the agenda. Baylor University, Boise State University, University of Vermont, University of Clemson, University of Alabama, and University of Arizona, tpusa.com/CRT. Hope to see you there. Buckle up, everybody. Is the ruling class getting demoralized? Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. I want to lead with something that I think is an overarching theme, and it's some good news, everybody. And if you're like me, you could use some good news right now, which is the ruling class is getting demoralized. They thought the implementation of Biden, let me say that again, not the election, but the implementation. It was the most interfered with election in American history. $400 million from Mark Zuckerberg, from the Center for Technology and Civic Life, the interference from big media and tech companies into our last election, Biden was implemented. They also thought that their posture and the authoritarian turn post January 6 would result in conservatives and just regular Americans backing down. They thought that we would be giving up, that we would be suing for peace. Instead, conservatives have more energy, more activism, more resolve than ever before. You see, the leaders of this slow motion revolution that we are living through envisioned a much different state of affairs. They envisioned conservatives not showing up to school board meetings in massive numbers, but instead trying to do some soul searching and looking for Liz Cheney or Mitt Romney to lead our party. They envisioned conservatives doing what we did after John McCain lost in 2008, which was, let's go to the middle. Let's try to become more moderate. Now, there was a temporary moment when the Tea Party rose up, but the Tea Party was squashed by both establishment Republicans and the media in a variety of different ways. You see, the ruling class right now, they are losing faith in their own project. The ruling class is realizing that this is not like storming the Bastille. You have to keep on winning elections. You have to keep on persuading people. Remember, the United States Constitution spreads power over space and time. It's over a lot of different states. You have to win a lot of elections in a lot of different places and convince a lot of different people to give you power. It's number one, over space. And then over time, you have to win a lot of elections over many years, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years to keep that hold on power. The ruling class hated Donald Trump so much, they said, we're going to cut corners, engage in shenanigans, and we'll figure out the rest once we get power. And almost every single goal that the Democrats have had legislatively has been put into jeopardy. The $4.7 trillion spending package, in jeopardy. The $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package, in jeopardy. An actual total freefall. The border is wide open. Supply chain issues are disrupting buying basic products here in our country. Afghanistan, a total humiliation and disaster, giving $87 billion to the Taliban. And so the people in charge are starting to say this out loud in two ways. The people in charge are saying this out loud by repeating the incantation of Trump hatred or getting out of the equation altogether. So the first is, let's start getting out of the equation altogether. Do you notice how many people are resigning and backing away? Francis Collins, head of NIH, right? Head of NIH, resigning. He wants nothing to do with this anymore. He's done. Jon Stewart has come out, the comedian, who actually was once funny, and he said, Donald Trump could easily win in 2024. If you just type into Google, which I don't encourage you to use Google, but it's interesting to see kind of what they're prioritizing. Type Trump threat to democracy. There are dozens of new articles just in the last couple days. I'll read from The Guardian. A xenophobic autocrat, Adam Schiff, on Trump's threat to democracy. Washington Post. A stunning report reveals Trump's threat to democracy. TheHill.com, press, where's Merrick Garland when we need him? On Trump's threat to democracy. Newsweek, Trump's second term would be an existential threat to democracy. Opinion from Madison.com, two ideas to combat Donald Trump's existential threat to democracy. You think they got the memo? CNN, Trump's appeasers only make his assault on democracy worse. Let's go to the second page. New bombshells show that Trump's coup was real and the threat to democracy hasn't passed. Politico, what if 2020 was just a rehearsal on the threat to democracy? You see, they're now repeating this incantation, Trump threat to democracy, Trump threat to democracy. The only way they can try to rebound their total failure of managing the country. But the resignations are mounting, and you're going to see more and more congressional resignations soon of House members that want nothing to do with the impending collapse of the Democrat Party. And I know things feel like they are falling apart because they are. The country's in bad shape right now. I do not sugarcoat it. I got We got plenty of bad news to go through today. Some good things that are happening, some pushing back. I don't even want to call it bad news. It's honest news. We say it as it is. But the people in charge, the multi-billionaire transcontinental elites, they're asking themselves, why aren't these people giving up? Why haven't they surrendered? Because they're dealing with a different type of conservative, everybody. They're dealing with a type of conservative that went back to work after things looked really dim and grim. They're dealing with a type of conservative that keeps the drumbeat going, that continues to organize. They're dealing with a conservative movement that is not intimidated by Merrick Garland marching in the Praetorian Guard from the Department of Justice. And by the way, notice how I've opened up this hour. I said the ruling class is getting demoralized, not just Democrats. Do you notice Rhino Republicans are resigning too? Do you notice that the moderate Republicans are giving up? Front page of Political Playbook yesterday. Democrats warn that the president's decline is alarming. In a focus group last week, Pennsylvania Democrats, one after the other, articulated the issue vexing top White House aides, party operatives in Virginia, and voters in Georgia. Why isn't President Joe Biden's diminished job rating rebounding? All nine participants from Tuesday's session gave the similar answer, C-minus grades for Joe Biden or lower, and their answers circle back to a similar point. The pandemic and many ways it continues to hinder normal life is souring their views of Biden. That would be one of many complaints that I would give. Let me be very clear. But I think that the overarching theme, the private conversations that are now happening between the $100 billion individuals, the elite ruling class, the people running the media, the people running CNN, the people running Pfizer, the people running AstraZeneca is this. What do we have to do to make these people go away? And they're realizing we're not going to go away. We're growing. Our arguments are getting better. We're becoming more convincing. We're fielding better candidates. And in fact, the conservative movement is tougher and more anti-fragile than ever before. And I want you to write down that term, anti-fragile, because we're going to talk about what that means. Because as the conservative movement is anti-fragile, we are going to win. Probably haven't heard that term on radio. It's a great book by Nassim Taleb. We're going to talk about how the conservative movement will win because we're embracing that principle. Last month, an absolute landslide of all of you made the switch to PureTalk. You were chained to overpriced unlimited plans from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Then finally you decided to make the switch because you know that PureTalk saves the average family over $800 a year without having to sacrifice coverage. So do this. Make the switch to PureTalk. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get massive discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. And let me be clear, you are not sacrificing service with PureTalk. Let me say that again. You are not sacrificing service with PureTalk. They're on the same network as one of the big guys. Plus, PureTalk invests a fortune into making sure they have the latest technology. They just pass all the savings on to you. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. Just dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say Charlie Kirk. PureTalk is simply smarter wireless. Some things benefit from shocks. They thrive and grow when exposed to volatility, randomness, disorder, and stressors. And love, adventure, risk, and uncertainty. Yet, in spite of the ubiquity of this phenomenon, there is no word for the exact opposite of fragile. Let us call it anti-fragile. Anti-fragility is beyond resilience or robustness. The resilient resists shock and stays the same. The anti-fragile gets better. That is where the conservative movement is. Nassim Taleb wrote one of the most phenomenal books ever written. I encourage it. It's called Anti-Fragile, Things That Gain from Disorder. He also wrote The Black Swan and Fooled by Randomness. Black Swan is a phenomenal book, and it is... That phrase is overused. Happy to do a whole podcast and radio show on why I think that phrase is overused, where I think you could make an argument that Donald Trump was a black swan event in 2016. Fooled by Randomness. Do not read that book if you are having difficulty understanding faith. we'll get into that a different time. But anti-fragility, as Nassim Taleb would say, again, let me read this again. The resilient resists shock and stays the same, but the anti-fragile gets better. The conservative movement is getting better. It's not just that the conservative movement is resilient. It's this new term that the more we are beat down, vaccine mandates, supply chain disruptions, arming the Taliban, China's going to take Taiwan, shutting down our businesses, mask mandates, we're getting better and stronger. Now, what does this mean for the future of the country? Very good things. This means that we have to embrace all of the stressors, all of the uncertainty, the risk, and that is what is going to make the conservative movement strong long term. Nassim Taleb continued by saying, simply, anti-fragility is defined as a convex response to a stressor or source of harm, leading to a positive sensitivity to increase in volatility, leading a negative sensitivity to an increase in volatility. Put simply, the party of Mitt Romney is a fragile Republican party. Fold at once, Chuck Schumer wants what he wants, Mitch McConnell, give him what he wants. But the conservative movement I'm seeing shows that Merrick Garland sends a letter from the Department of Justice and more parents are showing up at school board meetings, anti-fragile. The conservative movement of Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, and George Bush, and I hate to put Mitch McConnell in that category, in that bucket, but he certainly has deserved it this last week because he wavers. Sometimes he's tough. Let's just say the conservative movement of Mitt Romney and George Bush, when they get kicked off social media, they'd be begging for mercy. The conservative movement that gets kicked off social media, when the president gets kicked off social media, we understand we are now in a different mindset. Create new platforms. We need to regulate these companies. We need to sue these companies. And we need to understand that if you then become anti-fragile, the more they throw at us, the stronger we get. Now, I'm going to use an example of an anti-fragile organization. And it's provocative, but it's true. It is the Taliban. The Taliban, the more we attacked them, the stronger they got. They are an anti-fragile organization. They, despite being in the 7th century with machine guns and pickup trucks, they outlasted the Soviet Union and the United States of America. That's one example of what an anti-fragile organization would be. You know who else were? The American revolutionaries. Where, and this is a very important thing, if you study the American Revolution, some people say, well, we beat the British. That's technically true, but we beat the British by not losing. You see, when you're defending the homeland, you win by not losing. You can lose a bunch of battles like the Viet Cong and still win the war because it's the invading force that needs to win everything. It's the invading force that needs to take over all things and change the hearts and minds. And make no mistake, the left right now in America is an invading force. The ruling class is getting demoralized, no different than the demoralization of the British against the American revolutionaries in the 1776, 1780s. They're like, how much more do we have to go through? The more they persecute us, the stronger they get. The more we throw at them, the more they're standing up against us. The more that we send mandates at them, the more that we send these issues and these guidances, all of a sudden, the more they're talking about freedom and liberty, the more we try to call them domestic terrorists, the less seriously they take the mandates. Anti-fragile. And this is a conservative movement. I'm telling you, if I see this, if this continues, and the courage continues, what I'm seeing out of Southwest is unbelievable. Out of these pilots is incredible. We're going to get to that in a second. We're going to win because the future is in the hands of those that bend but do not break. Hey, everybody. China is taking over the world. Do you know that you might be buying Chinese meat? Yeah. Well, I'm telling you right now, you need to buy American meat. I want you to imagine 100,000 Americans losing their jobs. Well, it's happened. Since 2015, over 100,000 independent farms and ranches in the United States have shut down. Why? Because foreign meat coming into America, being labeled as America meat, very, very deceivingly labeled American meat, is coming in. If you guys want a box of meat, comes to your door discreetly, it's phenomenal. Goodranchers.com. Do you know that the product of USA tag has been stolen by foreign countries? They process their meat here and label it like it came from the United States. Because of these labeling laws that favor foreign imported meat, over 100,000 independent American farms and ranches have closed since 2015. Good Ranchers is here to put America number one. When Good Ranchers comes to the office, I tell you, it's amazing steak, incredible chicken. It is marbled beautifully at goodranchers.com. Go to goodranchers.com/Charlie right now to save $20 off, or better yet, subscribe and save each box of mouth-watering American meats that will show up on your schedule right to your door. That's right. Get $20 off and free express shipping if you go to goodranchers.com/Charlie or use promo code Charlie at checkout. That's $20 off and free express shipping. Here, look, when you guys go to goodranchers.com/Charlie, it fills three needs. Number one, you all have to eat. Number two, it supports the Charlie Kirk Show. Number three, it helps American farmers and ranchers. Eat, help the show, help the country. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. How bad are Biden's numbers? They're so bad that Politico, The Hill, and Axios are saying Democrats' dwindling path in 2022. And deep down, you're going to see an outrage level, and it's going to get very serious. I'm going to tell you what's about to happen that we have not seen, because the plan was always just to defeat Trump, and all of the Trump people are going to go away. They're going to stop caring. They're going to stop doing rallies. There'll be no backlash. And we can elevate Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney to become the new head of the controlled opposition, and nothing's going to happen. Instead, breaking last night, and this is a good thing by him, and I think we've been tough. We've been pretty tough on him. The governor of the state that we're in right now, Governor Greg Abbott, issued an executive order saying that no one can mandate vaccines. No one. Executive order. Good for you, Governor Abbott. That companies cannot and governments cannot. Now, that's going to be interesting for Southwest Airlines now, headquartered in the state of Texas. So is American Airlines, right? And AT&T. And now Tesla. I would love to see all these liberal companies that are headquartered in Texas now pay their employees to go leave the state, because they are worried that people are not being mandated to take a vaccine that the CDC even says does not prevent you from getting the virus itself. We are seeing a collapse of the Biden regime, and we know this. It's being pretty well covered by conservative media. What's not being covered, though, which is the theme of our opening thoughts here, is how demoralized they are deep down. You can see it in their commentary. You can see it in their op-eds they're writing, that there is this worry that they might have been able to implement Biden and cut the corners, but normal people are not going to put up with this. CNN.com, the front page of CNN.com, and I do not make it a habit to go there. The sentence that sums up Biden's mounting political problems, the problem for Biden and his party, is that voters know that Democrats are in charge of everything in D.C. They expect that means results. It's all on you, Mr. Biden. It's all on you, ruling class. And it's not just Biden, though. Is that they thought they could carpet bomb conservatives into obedience. They thought they could execute the shock and awe blitzkrieg campaign. And we actually called it that back in the spring. We said, buckle up, everybody. It's about to get real rocky. Vaccine mandates, firing people because of different beliefs, the implementation of all these new cultural norms. And what now I am able to say conclusively in October, 9 months later, is that we as the conservative movement have grown stronger. When I go and I visit these meetings, I see people that are spending their free time studying the beauty of American history, going deep into why we need to fight and how we need to fight, which actually is a beautiful segue to one of our partners of this program that I'm so enthusiastic about, Hillsdale College. We were just flying as a team and we were all over the place. And when I'm on the flight, I'm always listening and I'm taking the Hillsdale online courses. So number one, if you have a young person, they should go to Hillsdale. I sat in on an Aristotle course with Dr. Larry Arn. It was unbelievable. talking about the magnanimous man, what it means to be courageous, what is justice, what is love. Most colleges won't even touch topics like this. Instead, it's how to go be an activist. Hillsdale develops the soul of a human being. True Western education. Number two, though, is the online courses. I personally take these online courses. It's charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. I'm about to finish The Western Heritage from the Book of Genesis to John Locke. I just finished an unbelievable lecture on the Roman Empire and the Greeks. They have the best American history course. If you're homeschooling your kids or you know people around you that need to know the history of America, it's called The Great American Story, A Land of Hope, charlieforhillsdale.com. They just released a new story on David, the David story, Father, Shepherd, and King. They have Dante's Divine Comedy, a phenomenal one on the introduction to Western philosophy. And if you're just say, hey, I want the basics of the Constitution. Charlie, you're always talking about what is a republic versus a democracy. Constitution 101, everybody. Constitution 101, charlieforhillsdale.com. Check it out right now, charlieforhillsdale.com. It's free of charge. There is no cost. So check it out right now, charlieforhillsdale.com. I'm reading this story right here from the Washington Post. As a stunning new report reveals Trump's threat to democracy, Republicans shrug. So as they realize that the morale of their own troops, that the people around them are losing hope, they are now going back to the only play that they know. The only play that they have is to go bring back Donald Trump and to try to demonize him. The New York Times said yesterday, Democrats have been unable to deliver much to make their voters happy, and their major agenda items have been stalled in Congress for so long that many of those voters are growing impatient and disillusioned. As a matter, many recent polls have shown Biden's approval ratings plummeting to the lowest levels of his young presidency. I don't know if it's a young presidency. Yeah, it's probably the oldest, but I understand what they mean by that. More than half of the disapproved of the handling of the economy. And by the way, just so you understand how bad the economy actually is right now, I want to read some headlines of how bad it is right now. Food shortages affecting schools across Wisconsin. Plane delays all across America. Prices are going up like you wouldn't believe. 13% inflation in certain areas. And meanwhile, Republicans have pulled in $146 million for Republican candidates for $400 million total dollars raised for this calendar year. There will not be a resource problem for Republican candidates coming up in this next election cycle. And I want you to put yourself in the shoes, though, of Ron Klain, Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama, one of these ruling class members. They thought this would be easier because they didn't know who they were dealing with. Remember, they are trying to conquer the American project, no different than the British Empire had to conquer and win back the colonies because of such a separation from it. And again, all we have to do is not lose. Our winning is not losing because they will eventually give up. Now, we're a far ways from that. But here's the amazing thing of what we're dealing with on the other side. We are anti-fragile. They are incredibly fragile. They are the definition of it. They are paranoid, fighting amongst themselves. They are largely leaderless. They have warring factions within their own troops. They are unable to be able to pinpoint a path forward. And Republicans or conservatives, let's just say conservatives, the conservative movement, we are already saying we're in this for the long haul. Let me ask you a question. Is the side that gets offended because they get gendered incorrectly going to win, or the side that's willing to get fired because they don't want to take a vaccine going to win? Which side's tougher? Which side is actually going to win whatever we're in right now? We are. And they did it to us because we had a decision to make. And I want to compliment all of you that have not given up. Because we had a decision to make after the implementation of Biden. Ballots going everywhere. Got all sorts of shenanigans happening. Signature verification problems. Then all of a sudden January 6th happens. And it just looks like it can't get any worse. But I want to compliment each and every single one of you. And this is why talk radio is so important. This is why podcasting is so important. This is why our campus work is so important. Because it catches the movement when it's falling and gets it back into an active posture, because we could have entered into a period where I believe most bad behavior actually stems from self-pity. The conservative movement could have done a self-pity parade in February, March, April, May, June, July. They could have got all their legislative items done. Self-pity is what we did when Barack Obama won in 2009 and 2013, or was implemented in 9 and 13, 1 and 8 and 12. Everything's terrible. It's fallen apart. Instead, what do we do? School boards. Instead, what do we do? FOIA requests. City council meetings. What do we do? Draft new candidates. Audits. We are active. We are creative, entrepreneurial, solution-oriented. And the Democrats didn't expect this. They expected the Republican posture of years past. They expected a compliant, obedient, and submissive. And I have to say, the man that deserves credit for a lot of this is Donald Trump. He changed the way conservatives view this. He really did. The Republican Party used to be a top-down party. Now we are a bottom-up party. The Democrats expected demographics to carry them across the line. Now they're losing on the southern border. They're losing the Rio Grande Valley. Which side is going to win? The side that gets offended by Dave Chappelle? Or the side that is willing to give up their livelihood for principle? That's the anti-fragile side. Every single war, and I use a metaphorical war, is won by the side that wants it more. Right now they say that they want it a lot. They are going full court press. They're implementing it. But you're starting to see a little bit of a letting up strategy. You're starting to see all of a sudden the other side start to resign. The Haitian ambassador resigns. Francis Collins resigns. Biden's numbers, almost unfixable. Townhall.com, frustration with Biden among black voters is at an all-time high. Even his black support is waning. John Stewart, many other commentators coming out saying, you know, Trump can win in 2024. They're saying that part out loud. And so when we're dealing with this other side, what do we now need to do? We need to play offense. We need to seize this moment. We are in a better position than anyone could have possibly imagined politically. The country's falling apart. Don't get me wrong. I'm not sugarcoating it. We don't do hopium on this show. It's tough. It's bad. It's fixable, though. With statesmanship, prudence, wisdom, very little sleep, good people being committed to it, it could be done. But understand, in the private musings and text messages, the Peter Strzok smirk texting Lisa Page type text messages, you know, the insurance plan type text messages, they're saying to themselves, I don't know how much longer I can do this. I'm losing patience with these people. Good. We're not going anywhere. We're growing. The numbers are increasing. Our biggest problem when we visit college campuses at Turning Point USA is finding rooms big enough for the amount of students that want to show up and attend our events. School board meetings are having to turn parents away because they don't have time to hear from all of them. This is not part of their plan. Their plan was to have empty rooms when I came up to show up and speak, to have no parents care about anything, and they could bulldoze us into tyranny. But guess what? We got a lot more fight left into us. And they're going to give up. And when they do, it'll be delightful.
Charlie Kirk here, and I've warned you about home title theft, where cyber thieves remove you from your home's title and become the owner. I said you better get home title locked because it's coming. Well, if you're on Facebook, that big breach is here. Facebook had 500 million accounts exposed to cyber thieves. And according to a retired FBI cybercrime expert, everything thieves need to take over as the new owner of your home was leaked. Name, address, personal information, it's out there. The thief forges your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home to him. He'll leave you in debt or he'll even have you evicted. Do what I did and protect your home's title with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection during this high-risk breach. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection. Again, HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
We have lifted up a fake hero in sports, someone I am not a fan of, for quite some time. And that is Colin Kaepernick, total loser. But do you want to know someone who's actually sacrificing right now? A legitimately good athlete, Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving plays for the Brooklyn Nets. Is that the name of their team now? See, I grew up when it was the New Jersey Nets. When it was the New Jersey Nets, and they had Jason Kidd as their point guard. Is Steve Nash the coach of the Brooklyn Nets? I think he is. Steve Nash, I don't think, ever won an NBA title. He was for the Phoenix Suns, right? Yeah, he played for the Phoenix Suns, and they had Shaq. No, they had Shaq for a couple of years. He played for the Mavs with Shaq. No, that's not true. No, he played for the Lakers, right? He's all over the place. He is the head coach of the Nets. Steve Nash, I think, played for the Lake. He definitely played for the Mavs. He played with Dirk. He played with Dirk, I think, at Dallas. And then he went to the Suns. Great basketball player, super liberal. But now Kyrie Irving says, I do not want to take the vaccine. The Nets have banned him from the team. Where's BLM? Where is the owner of the Nets? Why? I think it's that weird Russian dude. I think it's like a Russian oligarch, right? It's literally, I think it is. I don't want to, last I remember, it was literally a Russian-owned thing. It was like Vidoridor something. No? It was owned by some Russian guy a couple years ago. I promise you. We could look it up. Anyway, I promise you this. Anyway, where is the controversy? I guess it was sold. Go to the previous owners of the Nets. I'm telling you, there was this Russian guy that owned it at some point. See? I wasn't that far off. Mikhail Prokhorov. See? The memory something. Mikhail Prokhorov. Get Mikey in here. He speaks Russian. He'll be able to tell you. Russian's third richest man. Okay, good. We made our point. Fine. The point is this. Kyrie Irving is standing against the tyranny of the vaccine mandate in the state of New York City. And he is not giving up. They've banned him because of the vaccination status. Even though we know, according to the CDC, the vaccine does not prevent you from getting COVID. Even though we know the rising number of questions people have about it. We know about azithromycin, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Regeneron, monoclonal antibodies, and the study yesterday, aspirin. That's right, aspirin. The local New York media is going to try to make Kyrie Irving seem like a selfish villain. I see it the opposite. I see him as a courageous, principled athlete who's willing to sacrifice money, prestige, and playing for doing the right thing. I think I've insulted Kyrie Irving before, but on this issue, you're courageous, Kyrie. This is not easy. This is sticking it to the man, and you deserve kudos for that. Well done. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you could do so by going to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.